I guess it's been a tiring day for lots of people, standing in lines, driving to places, and so we come to the end of the day. And my goodness, in some places I suppose there's been some violence, unrest, in other places peace and quiet. But we come to the Lord in prayer at the end of this day and just thank the Lord for the gift of this day of rest. And we ask the Lord to be with us, to lead us and guide us in our prayer. A very warm welcome to you to the program As the Sun Sets. You know, my name is Father Emil. It's a time for praying the evening prayer of the church and reflecting on the gospel of today. So welcome, and let's place ourselves in the presence of the Lord and ask the Lord to be with us, to lead us and guide us. I know some of you are traveling, others sitting at home, just waiting for this moment that you love every day at 5:30. So let's begin by asking the Lord to be with us. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. And this evening we start with that beautiful, beautiful song that so many like, Oceans of Mercy.
Jesus, I trust in you. 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 How come the world is not falling in love with you, O Lord? Why are your people so blind they just can't see? The truth of love we're searching for can only be found in you. Oh, how I wish the whole world could fall in love with you. With total trust we should come to your divine mercy. There is nothing bad we have done greater than your love. Suffered and died on the cross to bring us back to you. Oh, how I wish the whole world would fall in love with you. Oceans of your divine mercy, so unfathomable the abyss of your love for me. Oceans of Jesus, I trust in you. 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 From the cross I hear your voice reveal a love that is true. When you asked, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Oh, love that is most holy, oh, love divine, I am so free. we fall deeply in love with you, divine mercy. Every moment of every day to all eternity. Do to me and all that I have as it pleases you, my Lord. For the accomplishment of your will is my consolation. Oceans of your divine mercy, so unfathomable the abyss of your love for me. Oceans of your divine mercy, yes, Jesus, I trust in you, have mercy on me. Jesus, I trust in you. 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 Jesus, I trust in you.
We are waiting in hope for the blessings of the glorious coming of our Savior. Psalm 61, a psalm about having peace in God. In God alone is my soul at rest. My help comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress. I stand firm. How long will you all attack one man to break him down, as though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence? Their plan is only to destroy. They take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their heart they curse. In God alone be at rest, my soul, for my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress. I stand firm. In God is my safety and glory, the rock of my strength. Take refuge in God, all you people. Trust Him at all times. Pour out your hearts before Him, for God is our refuge. Common folk are only a breath. Great men, an illusion. Placed in the scales, they rise. They weigh less than a breath. Do not put your trust in oppression, nor vain hopes on plunder. Do not set your heart on riches, even when they increase. For God has said only one thing. Only two do I know, that to God alone belongs power, and to you, Lord, love, and that you repay each man according to his deeds. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We are waiting in hope for the blessings of the glorious coming of our Savior. Let God bless us and let His face shed its light upon us. Psalm 66. All the peoples will give praise to the Lord. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness, you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God our God has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Let God bless us, and let his face shed its light upon us. All things were created in him, and he holds all things in being. The canticle is from Colossians chapter 1. Let us give thanks to the Father, who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things, were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. All things were created in him, and he holds all things in being. Our Gospel reading this evening, taken from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 15. Jesus left Gennesaret, and he withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And then out came a Canaanite woman from that district, and she started shouting, "Sir, son of David, take pity on me. My daughter is tormented by a devil." But Jesus answered her, "Not a word." And then his disciples went and pleaded with him. "Give her what she wants," they said, "because she is shouting after us." And he said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But the woman had come up and was kneeling at his feet. "Lord," she said, "help me." And he replied, "It is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the house dogs." She retorted, Yes, sir, she said, "but even house dogs can eat the scraps that fall from the master's table." And then Jesus answered her, "Woman, you have great faith. Let your wish be granted." And from that moment, her daughter was well again. another lovely story from the Gospel of Matthew, and Matthew just telling the story of this Canaanite woman. Jesus leaves Gennesaret and he goes to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And he's now, this is in pagan territory, and then a Canaanite woman, one of the pagan women, comes to Jesus, recognizes him and says he's the son of David, and she pleads that Jesus take pity on her. Now, it's not that she's asking for anything, a cure or anything of that nature. She's pleading for her daughter. Now, this is I'd like to call it an intercessory prayer. So, sir, son of David, take pity on me. My daughter is tormented by a devil. Well, it's all the sort of things that happen on this side of the lake. And she continues calling after Jesus. And eventually the disciples say, Lord, give her what she wants. She's just making a nuisance of herself. And then Jesus says, well, look, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And this is what he's saying now to the woman. But it's the woman who not only accepts what Jesus says, but she enters into an argument with Jesus. And it's one of the very few times ever that a woman enters into an argument, a dialogue with Jesus. Jesus said, I'm sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And she says, yes, 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 yes. I know that. I know that. And then Jesus says, but it's not fair. Not fair to give the food of the children to the house dogs, because the Canaanites would have been looked upon as dogs, house dogs. And she recognizes this. And she says to Jesus, she argues back with him. Yes, sir, but even the house dogs can eat the scraps that fall from their master's table. And Jesus was taken aback by this. And all he could respond with, without any further argument, is, woman, you have great faith. Let your wish be granted. And that's the end of the little story. And from that moment, her daughter was well again. No more. No more being tormented by a devil. Now, there are lots of things we can say about this. Jesus is on the far side of the lake now. It's the pagan territory. This woman comes to him and pleads with him, and she pleads with him for her daughter. And Jesus is now not interacting with the lost sheep of the house of Israel, but with one of the house dogs, one of those Canaanites, one of those pagan people on the other side of the lake. And ultimately, in the end, Jesus gives in and hears her prayer. Now, I'd like to just say this evening that while this is a lovely story of a woman who is not a Jew, somebody who comes to Jesus and pleads with Jesus, Jesus hears that prayer and responds and says, woman, you have great faith. You're not a Jew? No. You're not one of my lost sheep of the house of Israel. You have great faith. Let your wish be granted. And the daughter was cured. Now, we often, in our own lives today, we also say to ourselves, you know, we are often, and there are many people, like this Canaanite woman. I mean, who of us is perfect? Who of us is really holy? We try, we strive to be holy. We try to be the children of Israel. We try to be God's family and so on. But we're so broken. We have our faults and our failings. And you say to yourself, as I say to myself, who am I to plead for somebody? Me, a sinner. Me, to plead for somebody, for healing and that sort of thing? And then you hear a story like this. A Canaanite woman who's not one of God's people, so to speak. She pleads for her daughter and she asks the Lord to hear her prayer. And the Lord hears her prayer. And so, even more so, you and I, and I know that many of you listening to me now, are Christians, are followers of Jesus, but you see yourselves as some. You do your best to be good Christians, but others, you're very conscious of your shortcomings, your failings, your brokenness and your sins, and your unworthiness. And I would like to say this evening that it is precisely in your unworthiness, when you come to the Lord and say, Lord, hear my prayer as I pray for my husband or my wife, or for this family that is broken, this woman that is now being divorced from her husband after being married for 40 years, or whatever the case might be. And you say to yourself, Lord, who am I to plead for these people? Me, a sinner, to plead for people who ask for my prayers? And I want to say, never forget this incident in the gospel, this story of the Canaanite woman who comes to the Lord and who argues with the Lord and who says to the Lord, yes, Lord, I know I'm a dog, I'm a house dog, but even the scraps that fall from the master's table are enjoyed by the house dogs. And this woman has great faith. So never underestimate your faith as you come to the Lord and you plead to the Lord, not just for yourself, but you plead for those who have asked your prayers. And don't think that you've got to have big, rosy, long prayers that are going to impress people. It's in the very simplicity of your prayer that you come to the Lord and say, Lord, I'd like to pray this evening for this person who's going through such a difficult time in her marriage. Just help her. Just be with her. Lord, I want to pray for those people who are having such difficulties in their relationships. I want to pray, Lord, for our country, South Africa, as we go through this time of election today. I want to pray that our leaders will become more ethically responsible. And Lord, who am I to ask for all these things? I, who am a sinner, broken. Think of the Canaanite woman who comes to the Lord and argues with the Lord. And the Lord says to her in the end, woman, you have great faith. And I want to say, as you come to the Lord this evening, with whatever your prayer is, I pray that the Lord will say to you, my friend, you have great faith. Let your wish be granted. That's my prayer for all of us this evening, as we're inspired by the story of this Canaanite woman who comes to the Lord with great faith. Not a saint, but a sinner, a house dog known as a Canaanite, somebody not loved by the Jewish people at all, and people who would have thought she's far from the Lord. She comes, recognizes Jesus, and asks the Lord to hear her prayer. And so does the Lord hear her prayer. And I know this evening, as you pray, that the Lord will hear your prayer as you pray for not just yourself, but for those who have asked you to remember them in prayer. Guard us, Lord, as the apple of your eye. Hide us in the shadow of your wings. Guard us, Lord, as the apple of your eye. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Guard us, Lord, as the apple of your eye. Show the power of your arm, Lord. Put down the proud, and exalt the lowly. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on his lowly servant, and from this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me. Holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and has sent the rich away empty. And he has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Show the power of your arm, Lord. put down the proud and exalt the lowly. Now, as we come to the end of the day, we give thanks to God the Father, who reconciled the whole universe to himself in Christ. Glory to you, Lord God. We thank you for the beauty of creation, and may the work of humankind not disfigure it, but enhance it to your greater glory. And we thank you, Father, for all the good things we enjoy. Teach us to be grateful and to use them well. Teach us to seek the things that please you, and then we shall find you in all that we do. And Lord, as we journey towards the promised land, feed us with bread from heaven, quench our thirst with living water. To you, 1,000 years are like a single day. Take up those who have died with hope in you and waken them into eternity. And we thank you, Lord, for this day, and we pray that it will continue to be a day of peace. And we pray that all people will accept the results of this election today, and that we will continue on in love and peace as your people. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord God, whose name is holy, and whose mercy is proclaimed in every generation, receive your people's prayer, and let them sing your greatness with never-ending praise. We make our prayer through Christ our Lord. And now may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you always. John Michael Talbot and Only in God. And that brings us to the end of our evening prayer on this very special day. I hope you're going to have a wonderful, restful evening. From me, Father Emil, good night, and God bless you until tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock.